As the year gets to an end, there's a need to assess and evaluate the performance of telecommunication companies in the country. This is at the backdrop of the importance of telecommunications to the economy and development as a whole. A telecos expert and MP for English Amanfu, Bright Demoji, attempts an assessment of the industry this year.
You know, it is postulated that an increase in telecom service by 10% will lead to an increase in GDP by 1%. As well, the broadband service, it tells you how important the telecom service to the development of any nation in the world. It is in that thing that quality of service is becoming a very critical thing in these days. I have some few comments that I would like to make. There's a lot of advert in general from the telecos in this season. It is good to do a lot of advert, to do a lot of communication to the public. But my expectation is that in doing all these things, we should be frank and tell the customers the truth. That is one thing. You know, all of my argument is that all the telecos in this country tell us that they are everywhere in Ghana. But it is true and it's a fact that telecos are not in everywhere in Ghana yet. That is one thing I want to point out. In their quest to entice customers during these festivities, they should let the customers know the true state of their network position in this country. That is one. Because there's no telecommunication company that is everywhere in Ghana. That is one. So in that vein, the moment you're not everywhere, then it means that your quality of service cannot be up to standard. Because if I'm walking from here to another community, it is possible we may have a call drop rate, a call drop. And when there's a call drop, quality of service will definitely reduce. Another point which we need to take note is that, yes, we do all kind of adverts, tell the customers all kind of things. Who is monitoring? Who is ensuring that the promises by the telecos, they are fulfilling it? Is the regulator ensuring or is the regulator monitoring the activities of telecos with regard to the promotions, and are they fulfilling the promise they make in promoting and in all kind of promises they give to the customers? That's another way around. Because they can make all kind of promises, but if there are no monitoring mechanism to ensure that the customers get the benefit of what they are saying, then it is just a noise. That's another area we need to look at. But I'm looking at it beyond the advertisement and all that. The telcos have a corporate social responsibility to perform in this country. The first one is that the government of Ghana and the parliament of Ghana has amended the Telecommunication Service Act, which we call the talk tax. I am entreating them that it is their responsibility to cooperate with the National Telecommunication Authority, the Minister of Communication, the Minister of Finance to ensure the effective implementation of this particular amendment. That is one. Secondly, in the amendment, they are supposed to cooperate with the revenue agencies. I'm talking about the GRA to ensure that they get to their note to be able to get effective data to ensure that we get the necessary revenue that we desire from this particular amendment. It is also key that as the companies operating in Ghana, they need to work closely with the revenue authority to be able to assure government and the finance ministry that they can be able to get the necessary revenue that the government of this country and the people of this country desire from their operations.
Mr. Demoji is not happy with the level of performance of telecos. To him, they have performed poorly.
This is the best corporate social responsibility the telecos can give to the people of Ghana. Secondly, let me also say that, yes, we all agree that they are doing certain things in certain areas, but we are saying that the best thing that they can give us is to ensure effective implementation of the amendment of Telecommunication Service Act.
Mr. Demoji,
yes, sir.
In the face of all these new products, what will you say about performance? Are the telecommunication companies performing to expectation of the customer?
We cannot say that because even they themselves have agreed that you see it on daily basis or on weekly basis, appealing to customers that they have a difficulty in the line, there's some level of congestion. On daily basis, you hear all the telcos in Ghana, at least once every month, you hear one of them giving one level of excuse to another. And it is in 2013, NCA has come out to punish some of them for poor performance. So I mean, there's no way we can say that they are performing very well. Not at all. I am not satisfied with the performance of the telecos in Ghana here. But we cannot only say that they are not performing, but we have moved. We have moved ahead. But it is the regulator and the Minister of Communication that need to put an urgent measure in place. Because the law is very clear on the punitive measures. If you are not living up to the state's expectation, the punishment that you need to be meted out to, it's clear in the law.
Bright Demoji is a telecos expert.